Proclamation number 218, dated the December 8, 1937. Instruction to work for spiritual possessions. Realization. Greetings to you from all of us, and under our protection further teachings from the Savior shall flow to you. By no means do we want to withhold anything from you and your fellow siblings, which can only be a blessing for you all, and therefore the Savior has granted your prayer and allows you to hear his words afresh time and again, for in receiving these your strength and your faith will grow. And when your knowledge increases, when you constantly remain in his grace, the high value of your work will also be recognized. It is self-evident that only a person will partake of this grace if he constantly works at improving himself and only ever tries to lovingly provide for his earthly siblings. And yet, everyone has the right to be instructed in the Word of God, and by merely showing a little desire the Father will take pity upon him by granting his wish and instructing him. For as yet you don't understand that the Father's love is seeking you, that everything only happens in order to show you the right path, for there is no salvation where you are aiming to, there is only destruction. Consider this before it is too late. At the end of your days you will find it difficult when you will have to justify yourselves as to how you have used your life. Of what use will your actions then be which merely gained you earthly reward? Of what use will your earthly possessions be? And how much will you regret not having gathered deeds of love which enable you to ascend in the beyond, and what pain will this regret cause, when you have realized that you had precious time at your disposal and had lived it fruitlessly for eternity? Oh, such realization is bitter. The Lord therefore admonishes you to turn to him while there is still time, for within a short time you can, if you are of good will, create inconceivable possessions for eternity. If you unite with the Lord in thought and in heartfelt prayer, appeal to him for his grace. Everything you request from the Father for your soul will so gladly be granted to you. Don't be satisfied on earth with elusive possessions which are not permanent. The Lord has prepared such indescribable happiness in his kingdom for you. This alone should be worth your desire. Let yourselves be instructed, and if you gratefully accept these teachings in your heart, it will be a blessing for you for eternity. Now, my dear child, follow our advice. It is not always good to let oneself be guided by one's feelings. You will learn to understand these words, that this gift of God you received is something special. Over many decades the human being does not divert from his point of view, and yet, a moment often brings him close to the great, holiest, recognition of the divinity, and then he is no longer able to find his way through the confusions of life. He feels he understands and can no longer reconcile this understanding with everything before. This is the time when often everything seems to crumble in the person which until then had seemed rock solid, and if then the grace of God did not visibly protect such people, the adversary would have an easier time. Yet everyone follows the path he is destined to take, and his sincere inclination towards God will guide him across all obstacles. And if you now turn to the Savior for enlightenment, the Lord advises you to leave everything to him. He will correctly guide and instruct anyone who places his trust in him, and if you feel that your desire for the Lord is being granted, that your heart turns to him increasingly more, then you will also receive increasingly more profound teachings, and the bread of heaven will be given to you. Praise the Lord, for he instructs you and changes everything for your own good. Amen.